Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Is the Cowboys defense going to prevent Dak from changing his narrative? And so I've thought about this a lot. I've compiled a couple of different stats and arguments one way or another. But one of the things that Dak always says is, hey, you know, I'm going to write the book on me. And I'm not done, or I can change the narrative, like things along those lines. What do you think? What's the narrative for Dak Prescott right now? Like, if you took the entirety of his career, if for some reason he retired when he's playing awesome right now, what do you think would be like the synopsis of his career?
Can't win the big game.
I think that is very fair.
Mac Brown, for the longest time, was really good coach. Going to get you 10 wins a year. Can't win the big game. And it could be the big game against OU or the big game in the whatever it was. He was just missing that quality. And that is where Dak is. And Kevin, there's a lot of inconsistency in it too. So I'll say that's the first thing. Because we can't have a conversation. Okay. Let me reset here. At one point in my life, I decided whether or not Dirk Nowitzki wins a championship, I'm going to spend the rest of my life watching him and enjoying watching greatness. Because Dirk was exceptional. And he was ours. And it was the first thing we'd ever had that was like that. Dak has moments that you're just like, wow. Like, I really see moments where I'm like, wow. And I've decided I will like the regular season. I will enjoy watching him play at this level. Yes, at the end of the year, you're going to be right if you say, yeah, but he can't do that. That's fine. You're right. But I will enjoy the 17 games or watching him through this process of it. And then I'm probably going to be let down. I know that. But the idea is, can we enjoy that or no? I don't think a lot of people can.
No.
I don't think anybody can because they're afraid of what's going to happen at the end of it all. Because they don't want to see that letdown happen. It's happened too many times for Cowboys fans.
From the 2-4, Dak equals Romo. From another 2-4, just like Romo. So I go to this. The problem for Prescott, as you said, is the postseason. Dak Prescott is 2-5 in the postseason, and he's gotten the Cowboys no further along in the postseason than Tony Romo.
And in those postseason games, doesn't it feel like he's started slow and most in the losses for sure?
Correct. And I know, look, I just want to go ahead and throw this out there. I know you have games like the Tampa game where he was phenomenal.
It was awesome.
I don't think anyone is sitting here saying he's been awful for every second of every playoff game ever.
Right. That's
all right. But surely one would hope we could all come to the point where he has been subpar in these postseason games compared to where he should be. All right. So let's take a look at this year. Because this year, go ahead.
I have a question to you and to the Tolos out there. Do you feel like he just beats up on bad teams?
I don't. I've heard that narrative a lot. I don't necessarily think that is true. I think sometimes the garbage stats narrative is true because frequently he has found spots where the defense has put him in a hole and he's had to have amazing comebacks. But there are some times, well, that aren't really comebacks. There are definitely times, like take that Green Bay playoff game. There are some weird people out there that like to misrepresent what he actually did in that game by being like, have you seen his stat line? It's pretty good. And I'm like, all of that came when it was like 40-8 or something. And Green Bay just stood out there and didn't care anymore. So if you walked away from that game and been like, oh, Dak played well, I don't know what football you're watching.
Yeah. And I think when like the Cowboys, they say it, they believe it. A lot of times, though, you'll hear Jerry maybe tomorrow. I believe we can because we have Dak. And I do feel most times pretty good that Dak's the one that is going to have the ball in his hands and is going to be the quarterback for this team rather than Cooper Rush or somebody else. But I feel pretty good most times that he's the quarterback. Not always, but in most instances, I feel like you have a pretty good leg up. There are other occasions where I'm like, well, obviously their quarterback is a top tier quarterback too.
Right.
And they have the leg.
Right. And so I wonder if this season, though I've already seen some people say he plays well in the regular season. And look, you can argue with people until you're blue in the face about that, but you're never going to change anyone's mind until you see something happen in the postseason. All right. Right now, his QBR, it's early, of course. His QBR is 74.2. That is on pace to be his best QBR since his rookie year. And I think we can all agree that rookie year was unbelievable. Maybe the high point for Cowboys fans in the last decade or so. Right now, his QBR is fourth in the NFL. He leads the way in numerous different categories, including passing yards, completions, attempts, completion percentage, so many things clicking right now. But whenever we talk about this, and I go back to the first segment of the day, hope for Cowboys. And the first thing that you said, Corey, was, well, I mean, I see reason for excitement and optimism on offense.
Mm-hmm.
And so I always wonder, because CeeDee Lamb's going to come back. You've seen George Pickens start to show out. Alec mentioned this the other day. You've seen Kevontae Turpin look like an actual wide receiver instead of just a gadget guy. He might have more,
Dalen Tolbert's made some plays.
Yes, absolutely. And your running game has been better than anticipated. And you've been able to weather the injuries on the offensive line thus far. So I look at all of this and I'm like, if he kept playing at this level, this could be a chance for him to break his narrative, but are we going to get to the end of the season and the team is going to be 7-9-1, 8-8-1? And a lot of times nuance gets lost in this conversation. It's going to be like, well, Dak wasn't good enough, and he'll have these eye-popping stats, and everyone will be like, you could have done it in the playoffs, when maybe this could have been the time he could have done it in the playoffs, but defensively left you nowhere.
And maybe the only reason you were there.
Yes.
Was because he got you in that position to be just like both sides. Maybe the only reason you were bad was because the quarterback wasn't good. Well, maybe the only reason you were there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Was because the quarterback was able to take the rest of the talent or lack of talent and make something out of it. Kevin, I know I wrote this years ago whenever he was a rookie.
Yep.
The idea that he's going to own all the records in the record book. And people were like, what are you talking about? He's never going to be close to Romo. He's taking them.
Yeah.
Like all these records that I said that he's taking them over as we speak. And I said he needed 10 healthy years. He hasn't had 10 completely healthy years. But he has had a lot of years as he's the longest tenured quarterback in the league.
In terms of on the same
longest
team?
Longest tenured, yes.
Okay.
On the same team.
Gotcha.
Not the oldest, not the longest, but the longest one at his position.
Okay.
He's been in with the Cowboys for that long. And I've said he's playing with a different confidence. He looks different. I think he understands what his responsibility is. And that is this team, I have to carry this team. And they're all relying on me. And this whole city is relying on me to do something. And I think he's ready for it. I really do. But then again, and that playoff game comes around, is everybody else ready for it too?
So I wonder if you could, this is best case scenario, right? If you do get some of these defensive players back, like we talked about the practice window opening up with Carson. We've heard Jerry talk all about the return of Revell and Overshown coming back, if you could.
And the development of 41.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Ezeraku. If you could get to even close to a mediocre defense, do y'all believe that this offense can continue at a hot pace when their defense is mediocre? And the reason why I ask it like that is because sometimes you're able to run your offense at a hot pace because the game's not particularly competitive. Sometimes it's because your defense gives the ball, gives up a score so fast that you get the ball back and have more snap attempts than usual. Let's say this defense gets to about average. Do you believe that this offense can stay in a class that is among the best in the NFL?
Games get away from you in what quarter?
It feels like the third.
Okay. No. Because I think when the Cowboys have had their best, and even, look, this 40-40 tie is not the best thing, the best outcome.
Sure.
But they didn't stop running the ball. They kept running the ball. And they were running the ball effectively, and they were like, well, we're not going to abandon this completely. I think sometimes the fact that you get behind, you start to go away from it. But that's something that benefits Dak, is they have to stay honest with it. So if you can keep that close. So I don't think that they're – I'm afraid, Kevin, that Schottenheimer will at some point panic in the season and say, I have to just turn everything over to Dak and let him throw more than I want to. Now, he does, lead the league in attempts. Like they have the most attempts. Great percentage, as you pointed out.
He's completing 73% of his passes. You can throw the ball as much as you want if you're completing that percent of your passes.
They're 12th in rushing yards. They're doing some positive things offensively. I don't think you can keep this up, because at some point you run out of what you're trying to do. You get out of what you're actually good at because you feel like you have to do something else because you have to make up for the lack of on the other side.
And
the best way is honestly protecting the defense by running the ball effectively.
I actually don't disagree with that. From the 903, and this is what's complicated about the world of statistics. We're saying a hot pace. It's only been one game. The other game he was good, it was against the Giants. He was good against the Eagles. It's just, unfortunately, when you look at the stat line, that plethora of CeeDee Lamb drops.
And the fumble by Miles Sanders,
I think, really kills the stat line for that in the fantasy world that we live in. And if that's the case, fantasy football world, I should say. And then if that's the case, wouldn't you say he played really well in three of the four games?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel like that's a pace that you'll probably take, especially when you see the numbers. But I do see from the 682, basically we're going to waste Dak's best year. And from the 214, it's sad because it doesn't matter what Dak does this year because the defense is trash. It's only four games, so I don't know how the rest of it's going to play out. I just wonder, looking at it right here, seeing the offensive weapons, seeing the numbers that they put up, is Dak going to have another top-notch regular season? And it's not going to matter to anything.
Yeah, because he couldn't even finish first in MVP voting because his team won't have a good enough
record. Yes, exactly. Yeah, look, we talked about that with Joe Burrow. I think you could argue that Joe Burrow should have had an MVP. And they're like, well, but your team's only mediocre. So I wonder, are you going to see Dak in this offense with eye-popping numbers and the season ends at 8-8-1 or 7-9-1? And people are going to go, see, because Dak is not good enough. Because the only way you're ever going to change that is in the playoffs. Well, what if your defense can never get you back to the playoffs?
Dude,
well, not never, but like for a while.
Nobody predicted 8-8-1 this year.
It feels like
that would be as Cowboys as it gets, and nobody predicted it.
I feel like people did predict it.
Are you as a joke, right? They haven't had a tie since the year after 1968.
I'll say the person who said 7-7-3 was joking, okay. But I think obviously that would be amazing as well. But I think the people who said 8-8-1,
because even that one's a tie, which is funny. Like that's really funny.
Absolutely.
Yeah, man, this is why the defense, like, we're giving Dak a lot of credit because the defense is so poor.
And I think through four games, he's earned it. Now, four games does not make a season, but I think so far he's earned it. And that's one thing I wish. We talk about this all the time.
But in addition, he's not getting any negative because the defense is so poor.
I think that
we are overproducing the positive because
you're probably right.
We have something else to blame.
And then if you got to the mediocre defense, then maybe would the scrutiny be a little bit different? But look, we have talked about Dak when he has played poorly. I think it's only fair, as we've done for years and years and years, to point out when he's playing well. I go back to what he said on Sunday night. He talked about passing Aikman for the most career completions. And he was like, hey, that's awesome. It's something I never take for granted. And he eventually said, but at the end of the day, I want to win games and I want to chase Roger and Troy and the accomplishments that they have. And it feels yet again like you're nowhere near that. And I appreciate that he says that, and I appreciate that maybe the offense could be in that position. But, like, who looks at this team and been like, yeah, now's the time? Maybe Roger Staubach would look at this team and say,
Brian Schottenheimer.
And maybe Brian Schottenheimer.
He's like, yeah, this is it.
Okay.
Jerry tomorrow?
Yeah, you know what? I'll ask him.
Mike McCarthy?
I'll be like, do you think now's the time?
Mike McCarthy's like, I can't believe this was the year.
That they were going to
put it all together, and I'm not there for it.
Buy into us.
Thank you, Mike McCarthy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.